Blog Talk Radio.
Not my mic. Okay, there we go. This is a mic check. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, please visit metalinjection.net/livecast to hear the full high-res quality version of this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thanks for nothing.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Now that Noah is in her 30s, things on the show will change. Cranberry juice replaces beer. Vitamins replace weed. And warm milk replaces pee facials. Things will never be the same. Here's the show.
Noah, you're a vegan now?
A vegan?
Oh. Vegan crunk for Noah.
Ew.
Oh, no offense to any
and
vegans.
And weed will always be in my life.
No.
It doesn't matter that I'm 30 or
you,
60 or
you just take weed suppositories from now on.
You know, I'll try it in different ways if I need to. Yeah.
That is a thing.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I mean, suppositories, I mean, you could, like...
Stick that G-pen wherever you want. Right?
How do I inhale?
The term is plugging. No, it'd be like eating it.
Is there... That's a thing?
Plugging, yeah.
Plugging?
Wait, so if I take a pot brownie and, like, break a piece off and put it in my butt... <I'll just stop. laughs>
I don't know about with weed, but, like, with ecstasy...
Oh, no,
if
I'm
you
talking
put it,
about weed.
If you put it in your... Well, if it's, like...
I'm not putting it in my ass.
If the THC is concentrated into pill form...
What about butter?
If you spread butter, you could totally put butter in your ass.
If you spread butter
in your butthole, you will get high as fuck, because the nerve endings in your butt are the most sensitive. That's why it's called.
Keep telling us more things about your butt, Rob.
Your butt or my butt?
I said your butt.
Oh,
Sid wants to learn.
It's called plugging. It's a thing. It's on Urban Dictionary. People, if they shoot, they throw ecstasy up there, and then it's like you're supposed to get a way more intense high. It's like the thing with the tampons with the alcohol.
No, is there any truth to the rumor that's circulating in the chat that says you use your bong bowl piece as a butt plug?
Ew.
No, that'd be really gross. I like to keep it sanitary down there, and that wouldn't be too sanitary.
When you say down there, you mean down there on you or on the bong?
Oh,
both.
Okay.
Both holes must be really clean.
Mm-hmm. Num, num, num.
So how do you feel? Any different that you're now 30?
No, it's like the same thing. I don't see what the big deal is. Just another age.
If anybody wants to wish Noah a happy birthday, the number to dial is 646-929.
No, they don't have to call.
1357. Don't interrupt me, Noah.
You know, my birthday was like on Monday.
Yeah, but this is the first show since your birthday, so.
Yeah.
This counts as your birthday show.
Shouldn't we have done birthday show before?
No, because you weren't 30. We want to know how you feel now that you're an older woman. And, you know.
Noah had a very classy party for her 30th. We went to this place called the Brooklyn Winery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had a whole room.
Yeah, a private room.
For our party.
Wow.
Sid was not happy. Well, Sid had
fun.
I can't believe Sid came out because, like, at first we were supposed to go to a restaurant, but, like, no restaurant in Brooklyn can accommodate my amount of friends.
Oh, jeez.
That's not true.
I have so many friends.
Well, I think I had about 20 people that were going to come.
Any Livecast listeners?
Shankletown did not RSVP.
Oh, okay.
His loss.
Googler.
Yeah. No.
The Googler showed up.
We didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, he could have been there.
He was so mysterious.
Is this the place for Noah's party? Yes. Okay, thank you. And he left.
And then he left. Yeah. So, like, every restaurant says, no, we can't accommodate a party that large, or you have to do a prefix menu for $100 a person.
Oh.
Yeah, damn. No thanks. So we ended up going to the Brooklyn Winery, and they gave us our own room, which was fabulous.
Well, what is the theme of the Brooklyn Winery? How does that what kind of place is it?
It's like a winery.
Well, a winery to me is where they sell wine. It's not
they
can actually sit down and
they make wine over there.
Yeah, it's like a wine bar.
Yeah,
basically.
And they serve the wines that they make, which were really good. Mm-hmm. And we had a really cute waitress.
Sid did not have any.
The
wine.
Waitress ripped me off.
What happened?
Cunt.
What do you mean?
I ordered a beer, and it was $6 for the beer, so I gave her a 10.
Yeah.
And they charge tax, right? So she gives me the check with the beer, and it was like $6.53, so I give her a 10. Uh-huh. How much change do you think she should bring back?
$3 and the change.
She brought back just $3.
And she just snatched the change.
No commentary, nothing.
Wow.
And then I gave her the dollar as a tip, and then she walked away. I'm like, that bitch just got a dollar and a half tip because she didn't even offer me my coins back.
That's well, did you complain?
No. But then I think she did something similar to my wife also. My wife got a glass of wine and paid, and then like half an hour later she turns to Rich, she's like, you never brought me my change, did you? She's like, oh no, I forgot, I'll bring it now.
Oh, she does that to everybody.
She just figures people are gonna be drunk and she could steal some extra cash.
And when people complain, she brings it, so it's not
That's why I feel like starting a tab is the most efficient way to drink. Because also when you think about it, if you're paying on a tab, right? When you get your bill, you're going to tip 20% or whatever you decide to tip. But let's say 20%.
Rob, you're at this 20% tip, right? Like,
well, isn't that the standard?
Rob is actually 15%.
That's not true. We had this discussion. Rob, it says that he always tips 20%.
Yeah. Well, no. I will tip 20%.
If it's like your standard is 20, and then you lower it, right?
That's if it's like if it's not great service, I'll do 15%.
What if it's excellent service? Would you ever?
I'll throw in like a few extra dollars on top of the 20%. Definitely.
He throws in a metal injection sticker.
I'll make you a star, kid. No, but so when you're drinking at a bar,
that's how the Necrosexual got famous.
It's
he was
true.
The one,
yeah, he served me very well.
Really well.
No, so if like on a $7 charge, giving her a dollar is way more than 20%.
Yeah,
it would be 20% would be 140. So
no,
that,
no, 1%.
Rob,
10%. Yeah, all right, 10% would be 70 cents. No, he's right. He's right.
Yeah, so so if you have the tab, you accurately do the 20% tip, but if you tip per drink, you're over tipping. That's right.
Wait,
I'm chewing out on tipping.
So if I gave a dollar for a $7 drink, that's more than 20%, you're saying?
That's 14%.
Yeah, that's which would be less than 20%.
But I thought that's what he was saying.
No, he's saying it was more than 20%.
What?
You said if I gave a dollar as a tip for a $7 drink, that's more than 20% is what you said.
Isn't it?
I thought he was
saying
What is it?
It's 14.
I'm confused. You're right.
No, it's not even 14.
Yeah. It's slightly.
That's why we have calculators
on
our
phones. And also, I don't drink that much. So
there would be
no
reason for
a
tab.
And if you do drink a lot and you have a tab, then you're probably going to drink even more because you don't have to keep reaching into your wallet.
Right. And you can't
keep
track.
It's like fantasy money until the end of the night, and you're like, holy shit, so tabs are bad. You're wrong, sir, on
every
level.
Fair enough.
Served. And you didn't even need to tip me for it.
You know what? We're going to delete this whole part of the podcast.
We are? Right.
Oh, actually, it's not recording. So.
Rob actually checked. We'll make sure.
Yeah.
Before this, before going to Noah's party, me and Sid went to get Italian food at this authentic place in Williamsburg, which is like the only old Brooklyn establishment.
It's a fucking time warp. It's weird.
Where?
Sbarro's.
It's over by the BQ. It's called Bomonti's.
Oh, okay.
And you go in there, and it's all like 50 and up Italian Goomba people.
It's like not only dinner, it's dinner and a show.
Yeah, like in the middle of hipster town. It's like, where the fuck did these people come from?
And they're all yelling at the top of their lungs. Some stuff kind of offensive, but it's great. It's so entertaining. And Sid, what did you decide to get?
Okay, let me ask you guys this. You see something on the menu, it says linguine with crab sauce.
Right.
What do you think the crab sauce would be? Darren?
Like marinara sauce with like chunks of crab in it,
I guess. When you say chunks of crab, what do you mean by that?
Like pieces of crab meat.
Okay,
I think it would be like a milky like crab sauce, like with the crab blended in the cream.
Mm-hmm. You're both wrong. It was marinara sauce with pieces of crab still with the shell on.
Wow, you serious?
Just thrown on top.
Wow.
And I'm a lazy eater. I just want to. I don't like even food with bones in it. So I've never, done the full on crab.
We knew something was up when after we ordered, the waiter comes back with like the pliers
the
or whatever
cracker.
For
the cracker.
Yeah,
the cracker.
And I'm like, fuck. And I made such a huge mess, and I got maybe one teeny piece of crab out of the whole fucking thing.
Sucks.
I paid all that money, and all I got was like basically linguine with marinara
sauce.
I was so ashamed.
How much was it?
And a stain on your shirt.
$17. Uh-huh. No, actually, I did not stain my shirt, luckily.
Yeah. The thing is,
you got Chef Boyardee for 17. Yeah.
Sid was initially worried that the waiter heard
clam sauce.
He's like, oh, I hope he knows
Looking
I said
back,
crab sauce.
I wish he had thought that. God damn it. Awful. The food, I mean, it's delicious, but...
Yeah. But you didn't get any.
Misrepresentation.
That one piece of crab was awesome.
I made such a fucking mess.
Do you think that crab came from Brighton Beach?
Rob?
I don't know. I never went crabbing in Brighton.
There's this one Indian restaurant that we go to sometimes, and it's so embarrassing. Because, first of all, Indian food is the messiest food. But when you're done, first of all, they have these papers. Like, they put down a giant piece of paper on the table so that when the slobs leave,
they just
leave,
tear
they
it off
just,
and put another,
but
yeah.
After you're done eating, like when you say, I want the check, and they take all the plates away, a guy comes with, a razor.
That's like at all fancy restaurants.
I hate that. That's so embarrassing. It's like, look at all this crap that this guy has to
shovel. See, they think
they're
just being super fancy for you.
That's, no. I feel like I'm sitting there being cleaned up after, a baby.
But that's how they treat everyone.
No, I always let the bib me.
The bibber? Oh, they put the bib on you?
Yeah. At a shellfish place.
Then they give you a butt wipe.
Oh, gotta wipe the butt after all that seafood.
But it's for your hands.
Your hand butt.
Rob wants
I'm not putting
his
hands in my butt.
He wants his seat to be a bidet when he sits down at the table.
As well.
I've only used a bidet once.
Yeah.
And it was a little awkward.
Yeah, what happened?
It was actually that time when we went to Virginia where we got that really fancy hotel on account of the old record label that I worked at because we were shooting with Guar. And they had a bidet in the room. And I was like, well, when am I ever going to use a bidet again?
I vaguely remember that.
But
I feel like since I have a love for the wet wipes now, I feel like I need to reapproach the bidet from a different angle.
Okay.
Literally.
I have a question for you. You said that you don't do dry and then wet. You do wet first.
Yeah.
So if you...
No, I don't.
I do.
This is a question directed towards Rob. So if you did have a bidet installed in your bathroom, would you poop and then shift over, turn the water on, and hose your shit off?
Well, yeah.
But then, what if you have, a chunk or something in there?
No, dry, wet, dry. You got to go.
Yeah.
Dry,
yeah,
wet, dry.
I agree.
Think about it, Rob.
But if I had a chunk in there, the wetness, wouldn't it just...
But it's just like a stream of water. It's not like a... It's not blasting water to...
Right. That's why you shake your booty.
Oh,
could that be a problem?
Shake your booty.
Oh.
Iron Sheik says, Rob loves his asshole moist. Is that true?
No. That's actually... I hate that.
Gay!
No, I did. That's why I use the dry after, because once it's clean.
Well, then what? It's clean. Why do you need the dry for?
Oh, because to get rid of the moistness.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the first pass through has to be a dry piece of paper.
I agree, Darren.
It feels very awkward for me.
I think you're just moving the shit around with the wet. With the
wet. No, you scoop it out. I'm doing a hand motion.
Scoop.
I feel the scooping is more efficient.
Maybe you're not done shitting. Think of that.
Sometimes.
No, I'll defend Rob on that one because sometimes you get a butt nugget that's it's half in and half out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're
just like, look, I'm done here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much every dump I take.
Every breath
you every dump I take.
And they're also lit candles.
P. Diddy's just in the corner bad boy.
P. Diddy, really? Yeah. That's what you're going to? Not the original?
I'm sorry. I'm offended, Sid.
Yes, you have.
Wow, Sid has this look of disgust.
That was, come on.
Even more disgusted than when we were talking about Rob's butthole.
Yeah. That's nothing new.
I don't know if I believe this. Campion in the chat says, I once didn't know what a bidet was, and I shat in one.
Wow.
It was when I was really young, though.
Oh, that sucks.
Why, Campion, why were you anywhere near
a bidet? Why don't you believe
the
man? Why is that so hard?
Come on. I don't believe Campion can afford a room with a bidet.
Oh.
Well, what if he's a foreigner and it's like a common...
Oh, fair enough. It's like a
come
European.
On, guys.
It's like a European thing, maybe.
I don't think he's a foreigner.
He said he was 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah,
do people use soap while they're on the bidet, or is it just water?
Are you going to just take a bar of soap and grind it up in your hole?
I just don't understand.
Like liquid soap?
I just don't understand.
Just like
a
little sprinkle on the butt. That would make sense if there was a separate fountain for hand soap to squirt out.
It's very weird. Do they
soap it in the water?
Let's say I take a shit in France, all right? Is the bidet...
So you would be outside on the street.
What I don't understand about a bidet, is it supposed to be totally in lieu of toilet paper, or is it a supplement?
It's got to be a supplement.
If we have someone who is a foreigner and they have a bidet, can you please call us and explain it?
Oh, wow. I'm looking at the bidet Wikipedia. Now there are two in ones that are both toilets and bidets.
What a stupid show this is.
Is it the same water being recycled?
How much is that? What's the price?
It's like a nozzle that you add to the toilet.
You're a nozzle.
Come on, give me the price range. Give me some.
There's no. It's Wikipedia. It's not.
There's got to be.
Oh, let's
search for one.
Rob's not fully functional on the internet. Yeah.
Hold on. Hold, I'm trying to. I'm
reading. I only have Wikipedia.
Bing it already.
Bing it.
Oh, I didn't realize this. It's generally understood that the user should sit on a bidet facing the tap and nozzle.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. While washing the genitalia, and then should sit back with the back with your back to the tap.
You're supposed to clean your
while
balls
washing your
off
butt.
Too with that thing.
Well, like if you, I'm assuming it's like for your vagina,
oh.
Not for
oh,
your vagina, Darren.
Nothing's good enough for Darren's vagina.
It says genitals. Why would it? Why wouldn't they just save?
Yeah. Why is it just?
Well, hey, the urethra. Maybe you want to clean
well,
out the
paint. If you can wash, but if you can wash your vagina, why can't you wash your balls in it?
Sure, I mean, you can.
Or ass. Like, why can't you just spread your ass?
Oh no. Well, they're saying you should sit like lean over it the way you would. Shit.
Yeah, you should
approach
it from a new angle. Like
oh.
Rob.
Wow. In 95% of households in Italy, they have bidets.
Mm. And those people
do we have
still
any Italian
disgusting.
Listeners? Please call us and explain this. Do you wipe first or do you go on the bidet?
Or after. The
or
bidet.
After.
Get that Frankie Palmieri guy to call in. He's Italian.
Bidets once served as a practical way for couples to prepare themselves before sex as well as rinse themselves afterwards.
Get the guys talking from Del Monte's where you ate. I never use the bidet for my vagina.
Let's see how much they cost now. Let's add Lowe's. Oh, wow. $500
that's
for a
not
bidet.
Bad.
$500?
How much is a toilet usually?
The price ranges.
Let's go price low to high. Wow, they go up.
But you also need to install new pipes and stuff. Like, our bathrooms are not geared towards
okay, you can get a cheap one for $380, but these look terrible.
Ugh. I'd rather buy an ounce of weed.
That one doesn't shoot water, it shoots mellow yellow. Last remaining use.
Yeah, toilets are cheap. You can get a toilet for $100.
Part of the installation is 10 times that, though.
Yeah. Mm. What? I don't understand why you're robbing.
Get us some toilets. Some metal injection branded toilets. Come
yeah,
on.
We had that Adult Swim live read. We can afford
a
toilet.
Yeah.
Toilets for everyone!
Let's blow it all on
maybe
toilets.
Maybe that'll be the prize for the next fantasy football league.
Toilet.
Metal injection toilet.
How long would it take Rob to deliver a toilet?
And he would have to hand deliver
a fucking skinny cardboard tube. It took 6 months. Imagine Rob lugging a toilet over to some schmuck house.
No, I would just get ordered direct from Lowe's. Lowe's would show.
We still haven't said Shankletown anything for last.
Yeah, Shankletown.
He works for MTV.
Fuck Shankletown.
Why are you so mean to Shankletown?
I'm just kidding.
Why are you so protective of Shankletown? He only says mean things to you when Jake is here.
Yeah, Jake's not here today, so she can let her true self out. Her true Shankletown loving self.
Oh, God, you discovered me. You ratted me out. Sometimes Shingletown's tweets make me laugh, so I'll be nice to him.
He is a funny guy.
Rob,
sorry, brain
nice
fart.
Rob's looking up bidets or pictures of people on bidets or something.
I found some bidet porn. Two girls, one bidet.
I found you mean on your C drive.
Yeah.
Like,
found it there.
Yeah. Open the bidet folder. Double click on that.
Is there a bidet? I've never. What
there's
bidet?
Everything.
Yeah, there's
why
everything.
Wouldn't there be that?
Let's see.
Oh, Jesus.
Up bidet videos, page one, xvideos.com.
There you go.
I love it.
Big sausage
oh,
bidet.
I see. There's like solo scenes with women. On bidets.
Getting fucked by a stream of water.
Yeah.
Well, there's like, you know, them in the tub with the faucet. So, yeah. It seemed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you find an instructional?
Oh,
on how to make a porn
that's
video?
Good.
Yeah, on how to use a bidet.
Can you find porn for the blind about bidets?
Yeah.
Drip, drip, drip.
Comma 0. Comma 0.
Oh, see, this guy in Europe says there's no toilet paper in this one video.
I don't understand it.
Israel Luna is the same.
And cut! Nope, you did it wrong. Let me know when. Okay, so we are here in Bordeaux, and
so
I was
in Bordeaux.
The bathroom, and this is what I found. Where? Okay, so this is what I found.
Oh, this one is just a hose. It's not even a toilet.
Toilet paper to be found anywhere. So
I have the
owner of the house, our friend who is off camera because he's embarrassed to be on camera.
But there's a mirror, so you can totally
I
see him.
I would ask questions on how to use this.
So, I don't. Let's we'll watch it off the air and describe what he does.
Douche shower? Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is a little shower.
Douchette.
Okay, so now, Levon, how does this work? Okay, and we do our thing.
Yeah, we move everything.
Apart. Are these guys getting naked? I don't.
They're not. It's on YouTube, so I don't think they get naked.
And you wait. And you wash your hands. Okay, so if we're sitting, then what do you do? This is all right. This is right here.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, don't turn.
Okay, this is just...
This is boring.
Bad editing.
We'll never know the answer.
It's boring for the radio anyway.
Oh, there's like an animation on the Howcast.
Oh, Jesus.
How to use a bidet. Now, that's not just a sink or a toilet without a seat.
This is like the video on Virgin Air when you...
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
You will
lower your ass onto the bidet, but don't insert it.
Step one. Wipe your rear end before approaching the bidet.
Your rear end.
From washing into the bidet. Step two. Turn on the water, starting with the hot tap if it has one, and gradually adjusting the cold tap to a comfortable temperature.
That seems backwards to me.
Yeah.
I adjust ass backwards. Yes. Precisely. No, you're supposed to go cold to hot, as hot as you can stand it. Not like when I get in the shower, I turn it on cold, and then I gradually go to hot. Otherwise, you burn the shit out of yourself.
Yeah. I usually do hot and then cold.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To each his own.
I like scorching hot water.
Yeah, I'm the same way as Noah. I put the hot on first.
Temperature with your hands to ensure it is not too warm for your more sensitive areas.
Burns on your nether regions can really put a damper on your day.
Yeah, Noah.
Step three. Adjust the valve slowly until the spray reaches between 6 and 10 inches.
Oh.
Step four. Face the
How
water
many inches
valve
do you like your spray, Rob?
If you are wearing pants or shorts, you may need to squat over the bidet, facing away from the valves. Step five. Straddle the bidet and sit down. Adjust your bum so the water spray
hits
where you
bum.
Need, and use soap to cleanse your hind end or genitals. Step six. Turn off the water and use toilet paper or paper towels to dry off.
Wow.
Throw the paper
That's
into
the
a
Rob method. Wet, dry, wet. Wet.
Step seven. Pull your clothing back up, wash your hands, and enjoy that fresh, just out of the shower feeling. Did you know?
So then you have to use your fingers to clean down there with the soap.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like basically taking a mini shower for your butt.
Okay, I am never shaking a European person's
hand. Why? You don't wash your butt when you shower? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, but I'm like in the shower, so I'm like constantly using soap.
Mm-hmm.
People who use the bathroom don't always wash their hands after. I don't.
Well, I feel like even when you poo... You take a shit, you wipe your ass, and you don't clean your hands after wiping your ass?
I don't know.
If you don't know?
What do you mean? I don't know. What's the
clean? I'm never shaking your hand.
I mean, I don't
your
have...
Hand,
well,
the,
your hand is, I don't know, just transitive property. Your hands first, smell like shit.
No, I use a lot... First of all, I use a 2-ply toilet paper, and I wrap it around... And I have, like, it's
Wait
a big
a
glob,
I'm
so
sorry.
It's nice and soft.
Some Look, shit's getting on there.
I
use the George Carlin theory of I'd rather wash my hands before touching my junk than after.
Okay.
Because I know where my junk's been.
Right. That's but why not before and after? I don't know. When you,
too much time.
When you take a shit, I feel like you got to wash your
if
hands.
If you get some shit on your hand. Or if there's if you're in a public restroom and
like
people judging you.
But there's shit particles you can't see.
If
they
I'm
still
at a
contaminate you.
If I'm about to eat after, then I usually wash my hands before I eat.
All right. Why? Why do you do that?
Well, I usually just wash my hands before I eat.
Okay.
In general.
So not because there's shit, just the stuff you touched on the train? Is that like...
I always wash my hands when I get home from work off the train.
Yeah, same here.
But I know myself when I take a shit, and I know I'm not touching my asshole with
my
fingers.
Wow, how are you 100% sure you didn't touch any shit?
Because you look at your fingers and there's no brown on them.
I don't know, man.
I'm very like observant when it comes to my shits. Like I like to be observant about everything.
Oh, I absolutely hate when I have to flush before looking Because I agree. Well, I want to see what I'm shitting.
Why do you have to flush before looking?
Well, because like, it's so smelly that
if there's someone next to you
that my sinuses are acting up.
Oh, my God. My poop smell never bothers me.
Your shit activates your sinuses.
I am allergic to my shit.
My poop smell doesn't bother me 95% of the time. Sometimes.
No, I'm, like if it. I'm on the, No, I'm not saying I don't like it.
Well,
where is this going?
I'm not saying I do like it either. I'm not bothered by it.
I like it, but I hate myself afterwards.
I just like to, you know, but it see what's in there and then think about, all right, well, which part of my food came out just now? Like, which meal?
Yeah, no, I like to bathe in it. Like, the smell. If I'm home, you know, alone, I leave the door open. I like to, you know.
Yeah,
when
oh,
Darren
definitely.
Puts on the eau de toilette, it's actually from the toilet.
But this is with farts, too. So sometimes it doesn't smell like your fart. It smells like a different person's fart, and then I'm grossed out by it. Like,
oh, in combination with your shit?
Yeah, no, like, it applies to shit, too. Like, in other words, I'll take a shit, and it smells like my shit, so I enjoy it. But
yeah.
There's times, like, maybe 5% of the time.
Oh, like a mystery fart.
Yeah, it smells like a different person came in the room and took a shit.
Have
and
you
I
ever
now
had
don't
it
like
where
it.
Somebody farted, someone else farted, and it smelled like one of yours?
Yes.
How do you react
really
to that?
Weird. That's really weird.
That's you when you know it's a soulmate.
Or I question whether I actually farted and don't remember it.
It's like a Tyler Durden situation. Does this another person exist?
Yeah, it's really me.
It's like another me farting to myself.
First rule of Fart Club.
Episode title contender. First rule of Fart Club.
Did Noah ever moop? What's a moop?
I don't know what moop means.
Let's look that up. What's a moop? Or you could say it in the chat.
Yeah.
I thought that was a 101, like a basic thing. You have to wash your hands when you. That's shocking.
You don't have to
do
anything.
Yeah.
No, obviously you don't have to, but like it's like you know you don't. It's like a polite society thing. I always thought.
Meaning when you're in a public restroom and there's other people around, you do it so they don't.
A morning poop is a moop.
Oh.
Oh no, he said masturbating while pooping.
Oh.
Morning poop is yes.
Morning
masturbating
poop is a
while
must.
Pooping, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you, Darren. Like sometimes even like. When I have, like, an aftershock shit, where it's just like...
What's that?
Well, it's like, you know, you take a big
done.
Shit, and then you're done,
okay.
You clean up, and then I go back to my desk. I'm like, oh, wait, Washington. Maybe there was a little more.
Yeah.
Then I go back, and it's like a little boop.
Dingleberry.
Boop. Yeah, a little dingle. I will wipe my butt and wash my hands.
Now,
again,
just,
well,
if?
You also have to wash your hands because they're all wet from the wet wipe. So you want to clean off the wet wipeness.
That, not the shit, just
yeah.
The wet wipe.
Yeah.
What if, okay, have you guys ever taken a shit where you, like, wipe and there's nothing there? Like, it was, like,
yeah.
A clean
yeah.
Sweep.
Yeah,
I don't
perfect.
Care. Whenever your
still
hand goes in
hands.
That area,
yeah.
it's a radiation zone. You got to wash.
Yeah.
When I scratch my balls, I wash my hands.
But you're also a little bit more germ-phobic than the rest
I
of us.
I am not
I don't,
germ-phobic at all, but it's just second
yeah.
Nature.
I'm really not germ-phobic. Like, that's a little exaggerated for the show, I think. Like, I'm not real. I don't, like... You know, my house is a mess and all that. And all.
But like your condom thing.
Yeah, that's different.
I feel
that's,
it ties in with that.
I don't feel it. I really don't think this is something that is on my neuroses, though. Like, I do have a lot of them, but I think that's a normal thing to wash your hands
that's
when you take your shit. It should be, like, reflexive, no?
Depends well, if I'm
usually,
if there's, like, a game on that I want to get back to quick.
Yeah, it depends. Like, is it a quick shit where I just got to get out of the bathroom fast, or do I have my time to, like, enjoy?
I want to take an ultraviolet light around Noah's house now.
You know, Darren, I set up the table.
Oh my God.
Big jug of coffee.
Oh, my God.
And remember that full body massage she gave you earlier?
Ah! No, do you remember when 60 Minutes, when they did this, they took like a ultraviolet light and they went to restaurants and looked at all the duty
people.
That was and it
was
like,
everywhere?
Yeah, like they went to like 10 different restaurants or whatever. Maybe it was, you know, 2020 or something. But.
Probably like all Ted Steaks, though.
Yeah. But no, it was like nice restaurants. They're like, even the nice restaurants have duty on them, you know.
Well,
and
it
was like.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. We're all alive.
Yeah.
A little duty's fine.
Gross.
The hot dogs.
Those
are delicious.
Iron Sheik in the chat says that he took a shit that felt so good his cock got hard.
Has that ever happened?
I've never.
More
like
a teenager.
Yeah.
I think that means you're gay.
You like the ass feeling?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
If you,
no.
If you love the
first
feeling
of, all,
of something passing through
just
your
because you
so
like
much.
Anal
yeah.
Stimulation,
doesn't
that does
mean
not mean
you're
gay.
Well, yeah. It means you like being stimulated. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It means
no way.
Yeah.
No, I disagree.
I disagree.
Well, you're not gay, Noah.
Well, here's why. Because
I'm not saying you're gay.
Gay guys have anal sex because it's an option. They don't have a vagina.
But not all gay guys have anal sex.
Right, right. But I'm saying that's not a gay thing. It's something gay guys have in their arsenal. But it's not like gay equals ass play. Right? Am I
correct?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
I feel like
the last word on that subject.
So then when a man and a woman have anal sex, what does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wait, is the guy's getting it from the woman?
No, the guy's putting it in the woman.
No, the woman's gay.
No, she's a gay man.
The guy's extra hetero.
Some people just like their prostate stimulated, Sid.
What if you don't have a prostate?
And as Rob said, there are a lot of nerve endings in the bunghole.
Don't you die if you don't have a prostate? Like, don't you need it?
Women don't have them.
I mean, doesn't it, they have the man, like, it serves some other function that a woman's...
But if a guy has, like, prostate cancer, don't they cut that motherfucker out?
No, they cut the tumor out. I don't think they cut the prostate
out. But how big is the prostate?
No, you need a prostate.
What does it do, Rob?
Looking it up.
Yeah. There's probably a link in the bidet
page. Is there an instructional video for the
prostate?
It
regulates, regulates piss flow.
Rob, open your prostate folder. You need that instructional video right away.
I was talking about anal sex is in their arsenal, and in the chat they go, in their arsenal. Am I right? Campion.
The function of the prostate is to secrete a slightly alkaline fluid, milky or white in appearance, that usually constitutes 50 to 75% of the volume of semen.
I thought it had to do with piss.
That's the bladder.
I think it's attached to your
I guess it's semen.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's next to the urethra. It's adjacent to the urethra.
Can it be removed?
Can you live if you have no prostate?
You can't make semen, so you can't come. So I guess you can't live.
Or it said it's part of what's in semen, not all of it.
Oh, women have a prostate gland. It's called a paraurethral gland.
Okay, so it's not a prostate. Shit.
Yeah.
It serves the same function?
Yeah. It doesn't say if you could leave without a...
I had a rash on my prostate.
What?
And, how did that happen?
Well, didn't I tell this before? When I went to get circumcised, I had to get checked for everything, piss into a cup. And the guy says, oh, you got some blood in your urine. So I want to see why it is. So you come back, maybe it'll go away.
It was just particles. It wasn't like...
It wasn't red. It was normal piss, but it had blood particles in it. So I kept going back, and he still got blood. I'm going to have to stick a camera up your penis and look inside. And what he determined when he looked inside is like, oh, you just have a rash on your prostate. It's nothing.
What happened?
It's skin. It's made of skin. So it's skin gets rashes.
How did it feel getting a camera stuck inside your penis?
Well.
Not very good.
Going in and coming out, it felt really painful. While it was in, it didn't bother me. I was actually looking at my inside of my penis on the screen.
30% gay.
He had like four.
Four different views?
Yeah, he had the four angles.
On HDTV.
Sid works for Gaydar International.
I'm the statistician.
Ouch.
Gay! So, yeah. Then yanking it out was very,
well,
very
did
hard.
They didn't yank it, I would hope.
More or less, I would say, like, yes, he did yank it.
Did he use lube?
No. From the first, like, when it was in, right, and then they slowly pull it out, and he said, all right, and then when we get to the tip, they just yank it.
I guess if you think about it, though, if they don't yank it, I feel it would be even more painful.
Yes, that's exactly why they do it, because the camera is slightly larger than the tube, you know, and it's like it just makes a little pop. And
I've had that kind of thing up my nose, but never anywhere else.
Yeah, really? What'd you have that for?
Just
check for a brain.
Yeah, when I had that lump thing on the side of my head and they were doing all the different tests, that was one of the ones.
Up the nose? And they went to where? Your brain? Where'd they go?
I don't know where the hell, but all the way up there. They wanted to check the whole nose, throat, ear canal deal.
That felt
uncomfortable enough. I can't imagine it up my dick.
My mother had a friend that she had to have an injection in her eye.
Oh. No!
And
like in the socket or in the eye?
In the eyeball. In the eyeball. And they couldn't, like, for whatever reason, they couldn't, like, anesthetize her because it would have, like, counteracted what
her
they were
eye
doing.
Would have blown out.
Oh,
it's
the most
membrane.
Disgusting thing.
Ew.
Yeah. I know.
I might rather just go blind.
She had Graves. No, it wasn't about her eyes though. It was she had Graves' disease or something. If some reason they had
an infection. Oh yeah, because the eye like blows
yeah.
up.
What is Graves' disease?
It's I don't know exactly
it's,
what it
I
is.
I think
but
it has something to do with your thyroid, and it makes like your eye like pop out of your head.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't pop out. It just you get bulgy eyes.
I'd rather have a bulgy eye than take an injection.
But that's not what they were fixing. It was like something life threatening. I think I don't know exactly. It was like 20
that
years
would be
ago.
A tough decision.
So I've been spending a good amount of time on Google this episode. I just looked up the rod and the penis. That's a sexual fetish. It's
what is
sounding?
What is say it again?
Put it, inserting something into your penis.
Oh, that's
sounding.
A why sounding?
I don't know.
Does it, do they vibrate it so it makes a sound?
No,
like
it's
a tuning fork.
Tuning fork fetish.
Yeah.
While on the bidet, look that up.
Some guys pierce their pee hole.
Yeah, that's.
And then like they expand it with like a higher gauge.
To me, anything that's like red or off color is like you should. That's nature's way of telling you don't pierce this.
Yeah.
Like your tongue, that should not be pierced. Lip, earlobe. Okay, it's just like dangling flesh, you know.
That's why Rob has no piercings. Because he's off color in general.
And he's a little pink.
I had an eyebrow and a and a ear piercing.
Was this the during the time when your mom was considering kicking you out because of all the gossip from the neighbors?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Robert, what means Prince Albert?
No, she was concerned with my eyebrow piercing because she thought it was really low. And then it was like constantly, it was constantly in my vision. So she thought like my eye would be like I would be blinded by it because it's like constantly out of focus. I'm like,
she was just saying,
I can't even
scare
see
you.
It. Yeah, I can't even. It's not in my vision at all, Mom. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I think I mentioned the reason I took it out is because when she found out I smoked weed, I told her I wouldn't stop smoking weed. She's like, all right, well, at least take out your eyebrow piercing.
Oh,
and
you
I'm
bargained
like,
with her.
Yeah, it was a bargain.
What a fair trade that is. She made the wrong choice.
Body piercing negotiator.
And the earring, I was just like, all right, what am I doing? I'm an adult. I'm getting this out. But I think I still have the
hole.
The hole, yeah.
That didn't close yet?
You should just get one of those like high gauge like balls and put it in there.
What kind of balls are you putting in your ear, Robert?
I want to take a picture of what you looked like as you said, what am I doing? I'm an adult. Because you can still say that.
Hold up what you're eating, too.
Yeah.
No, the picture's taken. It's everybody
tweet
will
it.
Soon get to check the Blandy Twitter
yeah.
account.
When you get to this point in the show, pause and look at the Blandy Twitter account.
Bland Injection is the Twitter. Twitter.com/BlandInjection.
Or MI Livecast.
You should probably, like every few months, you should take a moment to just be like, what am I doing? I'm an adult. And then change something.
And then just stare at myself in the mirror like,
yeah,
I'm an adult.
A little personal upkeep every once in a while. Yeah.
Buy a bidet or something. That's adult.
It's only $300, I heard.
If I had enough room in my bathroom, maybe, I would consider it. That's all I'm saying. I'd consider it.
Put it in the living room. Fuck it. Watch TV and wash your genitalia.
Watch TV on the bidet.
Yeah. You even have an instructional video to help you do it.
Sure.
Yesterday, Rob and I went to see the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Hell yeah.
How was that?
Great.
Yeah. Where, by the way?
At the Williamsburg Hall of Music.
Right. Music Hall of Williamsburg. It's
whatever.
Same thing.
Well, the reason why I'm telling the story is because I was with a group of people who know Rob. And we were talking about who was there at the show. And, like, basically all of us were kind of, like, in separate groups just because it was crowded. We were all doing our own thing. And everyone agreed that they noticed Rob because of his hair. Because his hair is so, like...
Yeah, my hair is kind of... My hair was out of control last night, too, because it was all... It was
curly.
Yeah,
and, like,
it was just... And I was headbanging, so it was, like, throwing.
A lot of volume there.
Rob didn't tresemme.
Yeah.
I tresemmed it early in the day. That's why.
I like how you followed my lead of turning tresemme into a verb. Thank you.
I tresemme.
We're going to make that happen. I tresemme.
Tresemme makes very good conditioner, I have to say, for like a, like, you know, if you go to a hairstylist, they'll scoff at tresemme because it's like not the real shit.
It's like the PBR of
it's like, yeah, like that level. Yeah. But of all the cheap conditioners... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's accurate. It's the PBR of conditioner.
Yeah, because it's
like everyone
best
says, it's
shitty
like,
conditioner.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because like the conditioners they sell there, it's like I'm not spending $20 on conditioner. I've already spent $20 on my curl cream. Okay, so I'm not. Curl cream is like mousse.
I understand.
You curls.
What's mousse?
I remember
mousse
hair.
Is like gel, but creamier.
But foamy. It's a foam.
Foamier,
such
yeah.
Such a girl. God.
I have a lot of hair. I made a conscious decision about a year ago to be like, hair is the one thing that I will take. Like, hey, why don't I try? I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Why don't I, instead of looking for the cheapest barber, look for a good stylist?
Yeah. Hey, I'm
stylist.
An adult.
A style. That's what I noticed in Yelp. Is like as the dollar signs went up.
Yeah.
It changed from barber shop to like hair salon.
Hey, what about me? Sal of the jerk off barber. I'm a no on the Yelp. speaking, we've been talking about shit a lot this show. Megadeth released a new song.
Let's play it.
That was a great segue.
Thank you. And it's really bad.
It's pretty bad. But much like that song Crush 'Em.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's catchy.
It does have a memorable hook. Like, I've listened to it a few times this week because, you know, it's also getting played on Liquid Metal. And the hook is, it like gets stuck in my head. I'm not forcing it in there.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm very generous to Megadeth.
Yeah.
I love their music, and this song really. It sounded like Risk.
Let's try it out. Let's hear it. Right
Super now. Collider.
It's loading. Here we go.
Buffering.
Typical like Megadeth intro.
I don't know. It's
and
no,
like
it's
slow.
Not, it's not a typical Megadeth. It's like poppy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard rock song.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
It's a Megadeth Risk song.
Yeah. Here we go. This is when I was immediately turned off.
Yeah.
This vocal.
Sound. And you in the spring becomes the rose. It was okay until the chorus. This is terrible.
Hold on.
Now, Super Collider.
And then it's pretty much the same song over and over. Well, on this album, he also has a guest spot from Disturbed's David Rainman.
Oh, yeah, Rainman.
David D. Rainman, as Tara likes to call him. Yeah, so, I don't know. And the thing is, I honestly haven't, met anybody who's like, yeah, I'm into this.
No.
I mean, obviously there's comments.
What are the? Well, can read me the comments on their YouTube page.
Oh, I mean, just on the Metal Injection page.
Oh.
The song sucks. Can't believe it's a single.
Is there any good comments?
Wow,
that first?
Sucked.
Any good comments? Just one.
Well, this is kind of a backhanded compliment. If it weren't for Chris Broderick, the guitarist, this band would be dead to me.
I feel like that's the least of the problems is the guitar work.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. It's like...
No, he's saying the guy...
Nickel Death or Megaback would be a more appropriate name.
That's a good one.
Let's go to the YouTube page.
What the fuck is on Joey's head?
Go ahead, sorry.
I think
even on the top rated comment on the YouTube pages, I heard it before when it first came out, and I was genuinely giving it a chance. But my God, it's one of the worst pieces of crap I've ever heard.
Well, that's the thing. That's like the one redeeming quality about Dave Mustaine is that he still was making good music.
Yeah.
And now it's like if that goes,
that's how much Obama has gotten to him. It's even shattering.
But you know what?
To be
fair though, like he's put out. This is the third album he's put out in like maybe 6 years. Take a break.
Yeah. Well, you need to have money.
Do you
he likes the attention.
Is a false flag?
Someone replaced the master tapes with this crap.
Take away his rights.
He called up Alex Jones right away.
But really, he puts out, it's just, hey, it's time to make some more money now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, this is with a new label. Yeah, like 2007, 2009, 2011, 2013.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
They're a legacy band now. Nobody cares about the new music. It's just another excuse for something to sell.
I liked the last two albums. Mm-hmm. I liked Endgame. I liked 13. And 13 came out when I started hating
him. Are they essential? They're not essential.
13 came out after he was a kook.
Yeah. But this is like deep into his kookiness.
I'm waiting for the, like, I want to see if there's any crazy lyrics that seeped into this. Or if it's just, because that song is just like standard boilerplate Megadeth lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing like, I want to hear some Alex Jones shit on his album.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's a discography.
What?
At some point, Alex Jones is going to start writing the lyrics.
He should fucking guest on the track
and
just shout.
Lead.
Well, yeah. Worship!
Instead of Lulu, it'll be Cuckoo.
Very nice. Very
Alex
nice.
Jones. Sid, Photoshop that
one.
Shit together, Rob. Come on. That's a masterpiece.
So the title's off this new album, Kingmaker, Burn, exclamation point. Built for War, Off the Edge, Dance in the Rain, featuring David Draymond.
Oh,
The Beginning of Sorrow.
I hope Dave dances in the rain and gets pneumonia, so he can't fucking make any more music.
The Blackest Crow, Forget to Remember, featuring David Draymond.
Oof, the song titles for the David Draymond songs are just...
Forget to... I think he
Is
probably...
Is it all in caps lock for those song titles?
Women Should Plug Their Vaginas, featuring Alex Jones.
Only African women.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Who was saying something about Dave
Nick.
Mustaine? What did he say that, like...
That Mustaine was telling some story on his first Alex Jones interview about how in Africa, the UN peacekeeping forces, maybe he was referring to, like, they find pregnant village women, and they take bets on whether they're pregnant with a boy or a girl, and then they cut the woman open.
Right.
And then the winner gets a coconut or something?
I don't remember
saying?
What they get, but they get something.
Is that a true thing?
I only know it from that story.
So, yeah, he said that Mustaine was telling that story on here.
How about not having so many babies?
Yeah. You get to save your coconuts and your lives.
Close your legs, Africans.
I'm guessing Megadeth doesn't really tour on the African continent too much. So he could say what he want and get away with it.
And if he did tour there, he would say how great it is there and how shitty America is anyway.
Those Americans should plug their vaginas.
You can't say stuff like that in America.
He's got another song, AIDS Is a Worldwide Conspiracy, featuring Gatan Dugas.
Gatan Dugas.
And guess drumming by the monkey. The AIDS monkey.
Rob's grooving to this. I can't believe you think this is catchy.
Rob just grooves every time somebody mentions the AIDS monkey.
I don't think the song is not memorable at all.
The
hook is mildly memorable.
I feel like I have to say, because we joke around on the show, I don't know what Sid would agree with me. I think Rob has really good taste in music. And the times that I disagree with you, I really fucking disagree. Like, I don't hear anything redeemable in this song at all. It's just, I really hope the rest of this album is either this bad or really good to compensate for.
This sounds like
for.
He's covering Collective Soul.
Yeah.
It's definitely, like, way
good
soft.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Noah, how do you feel?
Well, I think he's just making music for, like, the like older generation
bands. Yeah, Collective Soul.
Yeah.
But aren't original Megadeth fans technically older generation now?
Yes, that's what I mean.
So wouldn't they
them.
Just want what Megadeth always was?
No, they
no.
want they want them to keep making the same album over and over.
Yeah, but
no.
a good one of the good albums.
When,
sure.
I feel like when you're a 50-year-old man, like a lot of 50-year-old men who were metalheads, they probably don't want the same like thrash.
No,
from,
they definitely want. That's the shows that they go to, and they just want to hear the hits. They yeah. want what they remember from high school. And this
I
is not what
know.
They remember from high school at all. Mm. I don't know. It's
awful.
Like it's like during that whole decade-long hiatus when Guns N' Roses was doing Chinese Democracy Forever, everybody's like, Axl just wanted to sound like Pearl Jam now. It's like, what Guns N' Roses fan is like, this band's pretty good, but they could sound more like Pearl Jam. No one thought that. Just
right.
like what Megadeth fan or anyone who had ever spent a dime on anything Dave Mustaine did is thinking, you know, if these guys just sounded a little bit more like 90s alternative radio, they'd really have something. No, you want them to sound like what they
right.
sound like.
There, here's another new Megadeth track I found.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Hold on, let's listen to this.
Well, the guitar part's good. It's Broderick, so it's...
I came up with this myself.
Why drink the water from my hand? Yeah. You think I am? I fucked up.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
It's K-Rock.
With you. Here on a Sunday in New York City. Okay, that was all Collective Soul for you.
Who would have ever guessed that at the beginning of this day that we'd be playing Collective Soul on the
podcast?
That's
what's so great. It just goes in whatever direction you want.
That's right.
Awesome. That's not what I said.
So I'm sure there'll be plenty of Dave Mustaine chatter. Yeah. I can't believe he has his own label now. He got a deal with Universal where he has an imprint.
Now who's on it?
No, it's just like to put out his own music.
So then it means nothing.
It means he gets more of the money from the...
It's not going to be that much money anyway.
I did hear they signed this one guy, though.
Gatan Dugas.
He's going to be big.
Spoken word releases.
He's a violinist, I heard.
Slam poet.
Skin flute, he plays.
All right, let's take our music break.
Oh, wow, we ran long there.
Well, we started a little late, so we're only about 50 minutes into the show. Mm-hmm. And this whole music break is picked by Noah.
The whole thing?
The whole thing, because it's your birthday show.
Get ready for 40 minutes of power metal. One song coming at you right now.
No, we're going to start out with a little post-rock prog metal.
Rush.
From the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah. now that we have won the war on terrorism. We can stop getting molested and going through radioactive machines at airports, right? No. Okay. Well, at least have the decency to put gloves on next time. Those fingers were cold. USA. USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sid is hoping Shaw notices him noticing him, and drawing a pretty heart with crayons. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at Bland Injection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. Chucky Boy Blandington. We're about to come back from the music break. But you can't hear me, because you put the show on mute when you found out Noah made the playlist. Hey Noah, that hot ass doesn't make up for your crappy power metal. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Wow.
Serve, girl.
Chuck Blandington is not a fan of Noah.
Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Who wrote that one? I don't even remember. Was it me?
Oh, wow.
Well, Chuck wrote it, obviously. Yeah. I mean, let's recap the music break. You just heard Blackguard with Cinder. Let's say Cider. Gaza before that with Slutmaker. Faith No More with Cuckoo for Caca. Some power metal from Halloween. New power metal from Halloween.
It sounded like pop punk.
Far From the Stars is the song. And The Ocean kicked off the break with She Was the Universe.
Oh, it's the band The Ocean. I thought you said
not
that,
The Ocean, The Ocean.
You said there's some new music from The Ocean. I thought like a fish had a band or something.
A CD washed up ashore while Rob was taking a moonlight stroll.
Oh, look, it's some new music from The Ocean. Let's put it in the CD player.
Rob was going to hold a seashell up to the microphone.
So it was through the whole break of Halloween. Oh, it sounds like pop punk.
It sounded like gutter mouth.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like metal.
Oh, no.
Or maybe gutter mouth is more metal than I thought.
But, by the way, Sid went to the bathroom. Did you wash your hands when you came out of there?
I know. I only ran the water so you guys would hear that and think I washed my hands.
So let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this during the break. Why, when you go to a restaurant, does it say employees must wash their hands after using the poop?
Because do you see who works at restaurants? They're disgusting.
I agree, but why have that in the bathroom?
Because
if it doesn't matter.
It's for that health code that they don't lose.
Well, why is that a health code if it doesn't matter after you poop and you don't, you know?
Oh, no, of course it matters.
So you said you don't wash your hands.
Yeah, but I said that I wash my hands before I eat. So if I poop and then I start eating, my hands are washed. If I just poop and then I go and I'm watching TV, my hands are
not
washed.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to put my fingers in my mouth after.
Have you ever, maybe you had a bit of a runny nose and you rubbed your nose and then you kind of took a whiff and you're like, wait a minute. My hand smells like poo.
Your hand, unless you literally stuck your finger into a turd, your hand's not going to smell like poo. What are you talking about?
And I can't say that I haven't fingered my butthole.
Yeah, she does that anyway. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot who I'm talking to.
So it's okay to have the shit on your hand as long as you don't immediately eat right away.
No, it's not okay to have shit on. If I had shit on my hand, I would wash my hands.
So if you sniffed your finger and it smelled like poo, you would wash your hand? Or you would... Or... You would go to the
it
bedroom.
It really depends how lazy I am.
Oh.
No, I don't put my finger in there when I fart. Although I wonder what would happen if I did.
Oh.
It would explode.
Well,
it would come out of your nose.
Rob, is there a Google video for that?
I feel like there would be a red tube video.
Mm-hmm. What, shit brown coming tube. Out of a nose? Brown tube?
Yeah.
I bet you there's a brown tube. Look
there's
it up.
Be. Brown tube was Rob's nickname in high school.
No brown tube. Let's see if the domain is available.
Yeah, we should book it right now.
Please note, I'm looking from an incognito window. I don't want any cookies stored on my computer.
Do you want any cookies from the brown tube?
In case you run for senator one day.
Let's see.
What do you got?
Congratulations! Oh, that's so... That's so
finish your fucking
conniving.
Sentence.
It's up for auction, so it's not available.
Somebody else thought of it first.
For all your favorite Latina play videos.
GoDaddy actually owns the domain, and they're like, we're selling it. Wow. Okay. And you have to pay at least $250
for it. What about YellowTube? Oh,
come
Asian
on.
Porn? Or at least photos of Darren in his hoodie?
Lou Reed has a yellow tube that he pees out of.
It's funny.
Yellow
it's
tube
true.
Is already registered. Let's see. Uh-huh. Welcome to the welcome to the part of the show where Rob browses the internet.
Rob searches.
For
that
oh,
was
no,
the first half of the show too.
It is taken.
What is it?
It's
what
just
is
like
it?
A it's like a parked thing. Like it's nothing.
Do you know how much it costs to purchase in case we do want to?
It's
leave?
Not available for purchase.
What about
it's probably 80,000 USD?
Sephardic tube.
Campion wants to know if there's a bidet tube.
Olive skin tube. Octoroon tube.
No.
Anything.
1/8 black for those of you who don't know what octoroon is. Quadroon.
There's no Sephardic tube.
Oh, no, you could get that.
Because Sephardic people
aren't
attractive.
Well, when I Google
they're fucking old yids with beards.
Where are Sephardic Jews from?
Spain, Portugal, Morocco.
The Mediterranean area.
Yeah. No, so like my dad, he's a Sephardic Jew.
There you go.
But he's not, though.
Attractive.
Is he?
He's an old yid.
I don't think it extends to the Middle East like that.
Oh, you said someone said Iranian.
I said Mediterranean.
Oh, well, isn't Iran around the Mediterranean?
No.
You tell me.
I don't know.
You get a map, motherfucker.
Okay. Welcome to the show where Rob looks up
Ayatollah of I don't know.
Give us that day, yeah, yeah.
It's close to the Mediterranean. It's close.
Here's another suggestion from the chat. Cliff Burton flying out the bus window tube. Is there one of those?
I think that's a little too long to be
a tube.
That domain is too long.
Is there a limit?
Probably. It's weird now you can actually get special characters in domain names, like a check mark.
What?
How do you?
Or like the registered? There's like
who?
A,
why would you want that? Isn't that hard to
be a dork? Yeah, it's just like
I don't know the combination because don't you have to press Alt and then like
yeah,
numbers?
It's easy to look it up.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do that on my Mac.
You don't know how to look things up? Google.
Oh, okay. I guess I know that.
Tell me when we get the technology to make alt domain names in Comic Sans.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Fuck this internet until I can type in domain names in Comic Sans.
Like I'm gonna register Google, but only you have to enter it in Comic Sans.
Yeah. You personally could change the font on your address bar to be Comic Sans.
Oh, I didn't know I could.
You can change your default font. In Windows, right?
It's not the same. It has to be a website only works.
On your computer can be in Comic Sans. Wow. Like the alerts, they could be like handwritten.
You just opened up a new world for Sid. He's never going to leave his house now.
I like that.
The smile on Sid's face. I feel like I met him.
He's like a kid. Look at him. Look at his face. Listen, come on.
Ear to ear.
The font of joy.
I'm going to change mine to Papyrus. I don't know.
No. Boo.
Anyone object to that?
Too far. Too far.
Too far. Too far.
Thank you, me. But I think maybe what we should do is play a game show that we haven't played in quite a while.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's right, I said we'll be playing. Oh, I messed it up.
And we actually saw Alan this week, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thrash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Alan's in this intro.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's him.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it.
Why do we need Alan to do that? Like, it's just a robot voice.
Well,
Alan was just
there,
so we were like, hey. So the way thrash it or trash it works is, I don't know why.
Wait, let me guess. Thrash starts with a T and Twilight Zone starts with TW.
What is that?
So that was the next clip right
after. You know what it is? iTunes is the worst ever.
He still didn't stop it.
Just leave it.
Rob, why don't you search how to...
I need to, Google.
Search how to use
new iTunes.
Give us Sunday, yeah, yeah!
Okay.
Deep breath.
The way a thrash it or trash it works is just... Send us a link in the chat room to an unsigned band that you like. Or call us. Yeah, hold on. And we'll decide if we like the band, we will thrash it. If we don't like the band, we trash it. If all four of us thrash the band, you will win a free CD from the Metal Injection giveaway pile. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first song was submitted by Campion. It's from a band named Shattered Skies. And the track is Save Yours.
Wait, like S A V I O R or like S A V E Y O U R S?
I O U R S. Baby.
Sounds like
buffering.
Primus. Is it Primus?
No.
It sounds like that Freddy Got Fingered song too. Daddy, do you like my sausage?
Oh God. Wow. Rest in peace, Tom Green.
Sorry,
car driver. Sorry.
Sorry.
It sounds like
Incubus. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good call.
All right, that's a minute. Darren, what do you think?
It sounds like Incubus. No, I don't know. I like the like it was a bit groovy, I would say, and the guy's vocals weren't really all that. It was a little I don't know, like a cliche, a little bit trite. But I like the bands. Give very 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 mild thrash.
Sit.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Darren. It was better until the vocals, which really made it very Incubus. It's almost like. Like a French dude trying to sound like the guy from Incubus, which makes it even weirder. But the music, at least the intro, is good enough where I'll give it like a 54% thrash.
Oh, okay.
They're from England, actually.
Okay, well, some European.
They have bidets there.
Yeah.
Wherever it is.
In their studio, definitely. No. Go ahead.
They must be very clean.
Well, they don't wash their hands when they're done, though.
Look. Whether or not they have fecal matter on the guitar string doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't fecal matter.
It doesn't that's, fecal matter.
That's what the F string is for. Fecal.
I'm like right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I need to lean to one side more than the other for this game.
What are the two sides that you're on? What?
Thrash or trash?
I mean,
what,
well, why? What's positive? What's negative?
Jeez,
okay.
Noah.
What's negative about it is that guitar tone. I don't like it.
Oh,
it's
technical.
It's like very, very processed sound. But it's catchy. And this guitar solo is like very 80s. All right, you know, I would have to. Listen to another song from them, which I guess means that
this song. So you would be interested at least to exploring
to go
the
and,
band
and listen to another song to see which way I would go more. I would lean towards more, but I guess that's a thrash since I'm gonna go out there and listen to another one.
Definitely. I'm not crazy about the band, but they definitely had me interested at the intro riff, and I agree. Like the vocals aren't. The best in the world. Like, I'm not really drawn to the vocals, but the music was groovy enough where I feel like if, again, I was at a show and I mistook my time management, I got there way too early, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, so that's
I would thrash. Yeah,
okay. Wow, so that's the most tepid, unanimous thrash.
Oh, no.
We're all like, oh, it's not so bad. I don't hate it.
Do you maybe want to change your mind so it's not unanimous?
Yeah, because we have to give a prize away. Hurry up, change.
No, Campion, by the rules, has won.
Oh, okay.
So, Campion, if you want to email me your full name and address, you will win one free CD from the Metal Injection giveaway pile.
All right.
You should probably let me know what your email address is, too. All right, here's a band by Panera Bread Glory Hole.
The band is not by. That's who sent it to us.
Oh yeah, I guess that's a fair point.
Well, it might be his band.
And again, if you want priority here, all you got to do is give us a call 646-929-1357.
Yes, if you call in, your band will go ahead of the queue and everyone else.
Yeah.
Is there still a Thrasher or Trash It website?
No, that has been shut down. Oh,
actually, hold on, let me see.
I don't know if it's still up, but it's not.
Isn't it your fucking website? How do you?
No, I think I took it down. I don't remember. Yeah,
why?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, why?
Oh, it just didn't work. It didn't work the way I wanted it to.
Go search it.
Meaning it didn't make you enough money?
No, it's not. It's just that, like, the game itself wasn't, like, functioning correctly.
Oh, technically, so. You're saying. Technical problems.
Yeah, technical issues, definitely. And it was just...
Nobody wanted to sue you.
Oh, well, not. No, actually, it got a surprisingly good response. It's just I couldn't keep up with the demand of it, and it was like becoming too much of a strain. I was like, all right, I don't have time for this. Shut it down.
How long until you feel that way about the live cast?
Mm. Well, I mean, we've been going for 4 years now.
We're only
so...
once a week, not every day, all day. Heads up.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
Everybody, don't get too confused.
But at the end of this show, I was going to shut it down.
Rob's going to pocket all the Volbeat live read money and run away to fucking Miami.
That was my goal. Like, just get a few live reads, and once the money starts rolling in, boom,
you've been caught.
You're out. You're out of the family.
Lifetime supply of Numenos.
It's like the end of Goodfellas, where Robert De Niro just kills off everyone. That was I mean, I guess that's a bit of a spoiler, but
that's most Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I guess so. That's any Robert De Niro.
Weird end to Meet the Fockers, though. I liked it.
All right, let's hear Panera. Bread and whatever.
Glory Hole. Panera Bread Glory Hole.
Panera Bread Glory Hole.
Featuring David Rain Man.
David D. Rain Man. Countermeasure is the band. I'm already leaning towards trash just by the band name.
The song name is Super Cool. Who's banging that garbage can while
the
song is playing?
Yeah, I was about to say, that sounds like the exact same. No, it's Chelsea Grin.
That's all the fun. What's core, would you say?
Deathcore.
Sounds like in Brainstorm, huh? Am I crazy?
Well, there's definitely like a Gothenburg bass to it. It's a riff. But, yeah, then the drums and the vocals are not in core.
The vocals sound sort of the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like this.
It sounds like it's that guy doing a slightly different style.
Well, these vocals don't.
Yeah, I feel like it's more towards wannabe Black Dahlia. Okay.
Your I turn, since you're already talking.
Go ahead, Noah.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem dynamic enough to be different than what's already out there.
You can say that about almost everything we play on the show, though.
The last thing was different, I
suppose. But that wasn't our choice to play it. That was given to us.
Oh, you mean the songs
the
in the music?
Oh, there's like a little dubby part.
Oh.
Yeah,
just went way down.
They just cost themselves a thrash for me.
Not for me. They had a 49% trash. Now it's like a 100% trash.
It just tries to be like too many different things, and it's not very cohesive.
I for me, it's trash. Like there's no. I feel like this is probably a very young band, and I feel like they're. I mean, it's just there's no originality here.
Yes, I feel like they're wearing skinny jeans while they're doing it.
Yeah, like there's no promo photo of this band, but I can totally see what this band looks like.
I don't think it's terrible, but they just need to find their own identity in this genre.
Once again,
whatever.
That could be said about everything we play on the show. Yeah.
Well, unlike Noah, I would say that it's terrible, awful, in fact, and abhorrent. Mm. And I think that if they actually practice their instruments, get better and all that, it will still suck. Aww. So I'm going to give it an enormous.
Well, the thing I will say, just backing up a second, like I feel like they're going specific. They're going for fans of the bands that they like.
Right.
So I could see how like
and I don't like that
people
either.
Would like it. Yeah, but ugh. There's nothing redeemable about it.
Like, I don't know. Unfocused yelling.
10 seconds and you go to a breakdown. You don't understand the point of a breakdown, I feel.
Exactly.
It's just
is the time for a breakdown. Let's put it in here.
Right. It's dishonest.
Sid.
Isn't saying that they're going for fans of the bands they like sort of like saying Metal Ejection is going for Metal Sucks fans?
Oh, burn.
But no. Yeah, but
I liked it until that weird electronic-y part, and that sort of lost me.
Really?
Some of
I'm surprised by that.
Or not, I'm not saying that I would, like, go see them or buy anything they put out, but I didn't hate it as much as the usual stuff we play. It was listenable to me.
Fair enough.
But
now?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's unanimous.
Look at us all agreeing on everything so far.
All right, Thrash It or Trash It continues. Again, give us your song, 646-929-1357, or leave a comment in our chat room, because all of our listeners seem to be cowards. So you can use the coward's way to play the game, and just leave a comment in our chat. Or be brave.
Have some balls.
And bear the brunt of our criticism over the phone.
Well, who even? It's not even like their band. What?
Sometimes we've gotten people playing their band. Right. I want... Dudes, we will critique your band.
Yes.
Yeah, it's free airplay. Like, we have thousands upon hundreds of thousands.
Millions.
And millions of billions.
Thousands.
Downloads.
A few.
Thousands.
Thousands. Some.
Thousands is accurate.
I mean, we've had over 200 shows, if you add them all up.
About a million, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
We've passed a million listens.
We have, right? Now, you're not joking.
Well, yeah, sure.
The average is about 5,000 a show. What?
We don't reveal statistics over the air.
Sorry. Just a guess.
Like,
I have
like
no,
showing your boobs.
I have no numbers on that.
No.
Did you say you're going to show
your
boobs?
I said it's like showing your boobs. Too revealing.
Okay. Well,
Darren, show your boobs.
Well, we have another song from a band named Chud.
Who's recommending this?
It scrolled up in the chat. Some coward in the chat, I should say.
We're very technical here.
How are you going to know who to give
rectovaginal
vaginal
fistula? Fistula.
Oh,
rectovaginal fistula. Fake.
All right, here's demonic.
Oh, Jesus. Sounds like a series of farts.
This is recorded on a Sony Walkman.
On cassette.
Oh, he clarifies that these are friends of his.
Okay. Well, your friends are.
Don't be their friend. Only a
man. Oh, hold on. Let's hear the vocal.
Is there a gong for this?
Just like, no, stop it, like a red.
Yeah, no, gong show.
I don't know.
All right, do we even have to...
I thought you were going to put gong bells over it.
Can we get... We should have the Chelsea Grin thing be our gong. That's like, no, this is the ultimate... Yeah, I'm going to fake. Okay, so we all...
Do we get to go around and
say... I mean, do we even have to?
I have a thing, a sound-alike for this. Yeah. Imagine the very first time Mudhoney, like those guys played an instrument together,
uh-huh.
or an instrument at all, and they recorded it. Like, so this is probably, what, like the early 80s?
Right.
And they used early 80s recording techniques, like amateur recording, to record the first time they ever played music.
Yeah.
That's what this sounds like.
Like a Sony Walkman.
Like, it just sounds like bad proto-grunge slop.
Yeah, I agree.
Recorded very poorly.
Very well said.
I didn't really hear. It just sounded like these guys really like Ministry.
Similar.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
who really likes Ministry now? How these guys are probably like 16. How do they?
I honestly never really got into
YouTube.
Ministry.
I guess that's true. Ministry's not bad.
I like A New World Order.
Yeah. There's some really good albums.
That whole album was good. So, anyway.
We will not be listening to this at the goth club.
If I heard this come on at some show I was at, I would run screaming out the door and ask for a refund.
Yeah.
All right. James Panic.
Yes.
Leaves this one. Scythia.
That's the band?
Yep.
Cynthia?
Scythia.
Oh,
like
close.
A Sith.
Change that name.
Change.
Voice of the Sword.
I think
one of us might like it.
What the?
Wow.
A recorder?
There's a flute.
That's like a play pool keyboard.
The cow says, moo.
real baby metal.
It's not a Casio.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. It just keeps going through the whole song.
I feel like I almost feel like the song exists without that, and then someone just recorded it.
Yeah.
Over it to ruin it? It
sounds like someone sitting on the toilet just entertaining themselves.
No, that guy, you know what it is? They were both in Iraq together, and he pulled that guy out of a burning building or something, and he's like, I want to be in your band. That's all I want. And all I can do is play the recorder. He's like, all right. I mean, the guy saved my life.
I actually think he makes a point. He says, better than anything else that's been played so far.
Does that include the music break or just
We're like 2 minutes into the song. It's only a third of the song.
90 seconds.
Oh, he stopped with that.
It sounds like a shit.
Is that a guitar? That earlier sound?
No, that has to be
it sounded
a
like
baby
a flute
keyboard
or a recorder or something.
Or like a keyboard?
I think it's one of those little tiny keyboards that play
keys. With eight keys on it?
Yeah, that like glow when you play them.
It's a Simon.
Yeah.
Everyone Google Simon if you're under 40. You hear a guy in the background, fuck, no, I pushed blue, fuck, I fucked up. Playing Simon during the recording of this song. It's just a guy playing Game Boy. He didn't know that. Song going on.
Legend of Zelda.
He was watching Jeopardy in the beginning when they had the categories and it goes.
I felt inspired.
All right, so I'm going to go first. 100% thrashing.
Yes,
I agree.
For all the comedic value that it has, a definite thrash.
I'm trashing it just so it doesn't have a clean sweep.
Well, there you go.
Where did that go?
Oh, sorry.
Thrash it. Well, thrash it.
James Panic, congratulations.
No,
I trashed it. What do you
think? Oh, you trashed it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wanted to prevent
so
a clean
fun
sweep. No.
Why?
Sid didn't want to give away two gifts.
It's something, I am not a fan of things that are so bad that they're good.
Okay.
You don't deserve to be right.
I think it's good. I think it's so good that it's
stop
good.
It.
I think it's unintentionally good.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
They should not be rewarded for accidents.
The baby's playing a solo.
Well, you were very close to a prize, James Panic, but...
Cynthia, we need more of you in our lives.
Take it up with Sid.
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Cynthia.
I really want to see what these people look like.
But change the fucking name, Cynthia. Cynthia.
What was the name of the song?
It's called
Change His Mind.
It's called... Voice of the Voice of the Sort.
Oh.
What does that even fucking mean?
They don't even have a website. Oh, it's Scythia.
Like Scythia.
Oh, Scythia?
Like as in a scythe, like the Grim Reaper?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, now it's typo negative.
Are they Canadian?
Oi. Black number one.
They stopped doing that.
Oh, they have a keytar player.
That must have been what that was.
Look at this album. They're from Canada.
Oh, they're all on fucking horses.
Of course they are. Where else?
They look like Manowar. Oh, serious, I guess.
This is awful.
Be good.
They have no idea that they look retarded, do they?
I feel like it has to be a little tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know, man. They all were. They did this on a break from the Renaissance fair.
Oh, dear God.
This guy's all into the fucking guitar. With the hair blowing back. Do you think they put a fan on him just for that?
Do you think Groban's ever seen these guys?
Why would Groban?
Canadian.
Yeah.
It's a big country.
They only have three bands in Canada at a time. These guys
Nickelback.
Once Bare Naked Ladies broke up, these guys were allowed to start playing.
Oh, okay.
So he's probably seen them.
So you're saying it went Bare Naked Ladies and then Sivia?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anvil was first. That was the first Canadian band.
Jim the Anvil?
Oh, if only.
All right, do we have one more song? We'll do one last song for Thrash It or Trash It.
All right. What do we got here? You can't top that.
So, yeah, that's really hard to top. Send us your links in the chat.
Nope.
Going once.
No links.
Going twice.
We're going.
Yeah.
All right. All right, going to wrap things up for you. Oh, we got one.
Oh, damn it.
But he says trash this.
So then, let's do it. Let's oblige.
A13th Guest is the band.
What?
It's all one word. A13TH Guest.
Here it is.
No, that's the new Morbid Angel. Here
it is. Not that new anymore. 2 years old.
The newest.
This is just ambient storm sound. Simon Core.
I guess so far. This isn't that bad.
It sounds like early NoFX. Like this. They were a little bit more metal-y than rock rockish.
Alright, now it's a little repetitive.
Yeah.
It might just be an instrumental track.
Gets to the point, though. It's the same riff. Drums are real bad.
I think it's probably a drum machine.
It sounds like you're recording in a hallway.
Programmed real bad. Yeah.
That's not a drum machine. That sounds way too crappy to be a drum machine.
Yeah, it's like a fucking paint can turned up.
Yeah.
I think it is a drum machine, though, actually. It's really bad.
Oof.
Too even, you know? It's like there's no soul to it.
Oh, that's it.
Skipping. What is that?
Well,
it's like a loop.
I'm like scrolling through.
Oh.
That's it. Now it's fading out. That was this whole song.
Wow.
Someone really? Who linked us to this waste
of
fucking
time?
Come
on. Really? This is awful.
Well,
you know what?
Trash it.
Even still.
The Metal Dog. You are barred. Barred from playing Thrash It or Trash It.
Now, that wasn't, like, yeah, it wasn't even really superbly bad enough to, it was just boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Lame.
Well, that concludes the Thrash It or Trash It.
Okay.
And another rousing edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thrash It or Trash It.
I hope Phil must do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Was he ever?
I think so.
Well, he's in, like, college right now. He's probably going through final.
Tour college, if you want to consider that college.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
It's like...
It's cool.
Like a bodega.
That's like saying you're going out to a restaurant and you're going to McDonald's.
It's like it's technically.
For some people, it's a restaurant, though.
Yeah.
It all depends what
well,
kind of
wait, Toro College is a restaurant?
Yes. It's got a really good vending machine. Get vanilla wafers in there. Mm.
It's a restaurant in the front, a college in the back.
Grandma's mini.
So it's
cookies.
Like the mullet of
restaurants. Yeah, of higher education.
Of higher education.
Good job.
Liquor in front, poker in the back.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back next week with another new epi. Join us, won't you?
No.
Okay.
Not if you're
not
coming.
No, it's not going
to be. I have no choice but to be here.
I'll be recapping the Golden Gods Awards. Is it?
Yeah. Are you interviewing anyone in particular?
Oh, what's your outfit this year? Are you? Can you?
I don't know. I'm
was
not.
That last year that you had the thing, or 2 years ago? The
silver jacket.
The silver jacket was 2 years ago. Last year I had the blue sequins.
You know what you should wear? You should wear what Frank wore to Noah's birthday.
What was that? You wore like
but your hair that way also.
Oh.
You had like caveman hair.
You should wear a dress, I think. You should wear a dress.
No, I'm not. I can't wear.
Wear what Frank's girlfriend wore to the.
Do your hair like her.
Wear a tube dress.
No.
Dress
Rob
tube.
RobTube.com. Close enough.
Bidet dress tube.
Ask everyone in the red carpet line if they've used a bidet before.
Yeah, or if they know how a bidet works.
Yeah, I'm sure they have the video queued up on your phone. If they don't know, you could teach them. I want to know if Lemmy's ever used a bidet and what he thinks
of
it.
Of course he has. Lemmy, come on.
You think he'd wipe that dingleberry off his face? Those Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, this is actually a very good point by Campion95. Will you ask Chris Jericho what he's trying to say with the lyrics of Sandpaper?
Please.
Yes, that's a good
sure.
one. That's a good question.
For the live cast.
Act like you really love the song, though. Just feel like it's a classic.
You know, Sandpaper tearing up the charts.
Yeah.
Just curious, what's the song about?
Well, he'll know you're full of shit if you say tearing up the charts.
You should
bring some sandpaper and ask him to autograph it.
Yeah.
You love the song I brought. Sandpaper when you sign it for me.
I don't have any sandpaper. I have
How much is it? Could go to a fucking hardware store and buy a piece of fucking sandpaper.
For the bit. Just all do right, it.
I'll do it.
Sandpaper!
Yeah, but no, but really, don't overdo it. Just say, wow, that song really spoke to me or whatever. You know, really,
that's like, not overdoing it?
Well, if you do it in a calm voice, you're like, oh, it's tearing up the jaw. It's not like Wolfman Jack.
All right, let's get out of here.
Wait, what are you going to wear?
Oh, I don't know. I have
an interesting outfit.
I feel like I haven't really decided. I this is like the least effort I want to put into it. If anybody has a suggestion, leave a comment. Something realistic. Something where I won't look like a complete jackass.
P-E-N-I-S.
Yeah, something where I won't look like a penis.
Dress like a penis.
There you go.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.